Good morning. We're continuing Chayyotim Hilchos Shabbos, Klal Beis, and we're starting Zimin Gimel. So as you mentioned, the Chayyotim is talking about the issue, the concern of doing things before Shabbos, which will bring one to do Malacha on Shabbos. So when we discuss the issue of food, a person is some way setting up his food to have warm food on Shabbos, or to continue to cook going into Shabbos. So we really have three areas that the Chachamim deal with. The first one is known as Shehiya, leaving something on the fire from before Shabbos going into Shabbos. That's the first one. The second one is actually not an issue on Erev Shabbos in the vast majority of cases, which is known as Chazara. Chazara deals with a person who's taken food off of the fire on Shabbos and wishes to return the item onto the fire on Shabbos. So that's known as Chazara. There is one scenario where Chazara plays out from Erev Shabbos going into Shabbos. In this situation where a person took the food off the fire right before Shabbos and wishes to put it back on the fire on Shabbos. But the vast majority of cases of Chazara, the example would be a person has cholent. They take the cholent off Friday night, and they want to put it back on the fire again to use it for Shabbos day. So they're doing chazara; they're returning it back to the fire on Shabbos itself. So that's not our focus right now, because that's a melacha which is taking place, or that is an action which is taking place on Shabbos, not before Shabbos. The third area which Chachamim dealt with is known as hatmana. Hatmana means to take something off of the fire, but to put it into some type of heat source which will maintain it and insulate it while it's going into Shabbos to keep its warmth. So as opposed to Shehi and Chazara, which deal with that there is a fire source there, the Din of Hatmon is dealing with the person is taking it off of the fire, but since the person is in the act of insulating it and trying to keep it warm, there is a concern the person again might forget himself and on Shabbos do certain actions which are prohibited. So the first area is Shehiyah. Shehiyah is a simple case. A person cooks food from before Shabbos and leaves the fire running going into Shabbos, and the food, he wants to leave the food on the fire going into Shabbos. So what concerns might we have with that situation? We potentially could have two concerns. First concern is that the person might some way on Shabbos do some act which will enhance the bishul process. So the person will stir the pot, the person will turn the meat over, the person will do something which will help the cooking process speed up. Anything which helps the cooking process speed up is considered an act of cooking. So that's one concern. The second concern which we have is, like you mentioned before, In a scenario where a person is using a wood-burning stove, sometimes stirring the coals will increase the heat and besides hastening the bishul process, even if the food is cooked to the point where there's no more bishul to do, so you're not hastening any bishul process, but the act itself of stirring the coals increases the flame, and that's called the malacha of ma'avir, of causing a havara, causing a fire. So all of these were concerns to Chazal, and each one has to be addressed properly. So the Chayalim says, also Chachamim levasha b'tchilo samach l'chashecho, dober sheroitzo lecho b'shabbos, shemi yichata b'kecholim l'mayar b'shulam. The Chazal answered, putting something into cook close to Shabbos, which he plans to eat on Shabbos, because we're concerned that he might stir up the coals to speed up the cooking process. He wants the food to be ready for the Seudah Friday night. The food is not cooking quickly enough, so he needs to increase the heat. So he stirs the coals to increase the heat. Then he says, furthermore, afilo ein tzarach lezeh b'Shabbos, he doesn't plan to eat it on Shabbos. He's cooking it and plans to use it for after Shabbos. So theoretically, that should be fine. The whole concern is he might stir up the coals to hasten the bishul. Well, over here, he does not plan to eat it on Shabbos. And by the time Shabbos is over, it will definitely cook by itself without any need to stir the coals.
So there'd be no actions upon his part which are necessary. So we should argue in that situation that it should be mutter. His Chayyim says even the case is also. Because Yidin Shem Yimolech Lochlo B'Shabbos V'Yichata. Because who said that it's guaranteed that he's going to really leave it for after Shabbos? He might change his mind and say, you know what? It looks good. If I just stir up the coals a little bit, I'll be ready for tonight. I can use it for the Suda. So both scenarios, the concern is Shem Yichata, which includes in itself, at this point in time, both a concern in regards to the increasing of the fire, and in some scenarios, a concern of hastening the bishul process. The primary concern is going to be the fire issue, and the bishul process needs to be explained why we're why are we less concerned about that possibility. Okay, so that's Adam's introduction into the salacha. So we will have to clarify our modern stoves, which do not burn wood, and we use a gas or electric, and the concern is not stirring up the coals, as it were, which means taking the fuel which is there and using it more optimally, but rather the question is to add more fuel, increase the flame by adding more gas or by adding more electricity. Does that go under the umbrella of the Isser of Chazal of Shehiyah? So we will talk about that, Bezalel Hashem, in the upcoming Shurim. Meanwhile, have a good day.